Hey. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We're heading into our breathwork week, and as we work with breathwork and integration, I'm going to invite you to find a cozy place to ideally lay on your back, if at all possible. And if you wish, you can be seated for the journey. I think it's interesting to play around with both, see what you like. I most traditionally, it's done on the back, unless there's a medical reason why it can't be. And if you are dealing with anything medical, then coming to seated makes it a little bit of a lighter practice. So I'm really happy to be back here with you after my week where I was on retreat and had a beautiful time. Went over to BC and I was at a retreat center for a little while, and I got inspired by their cooking. I realized while I was there that I could eat buckwheat, and I've been gluten free forever and a day now, and buckwheat flour is gluten free. And I think I tried it years ago, but I wasn't, for whatever reason, able to tolerate it. Maybe just how it was made at the facility, and now I can. So I'm really jazzed about that. So this is, I feel like, is a moment with, like, tell me you're in your 40s without telling me in your 40s. And I bought a waffle maker, and I feel like it's been like the highlight of my summer. So I've been making waffles and making like just all sorts of funky, like mango waffles and chia pudding waffles and mango chia pudding waffles, and it's been really really fun, and they've turned out so well. So I've been going a little waffle crazy. So good. So that's my big summer highlight. And getting a puppy was pretty sweet too. Don't get me wrong. So it's been excuse me, a really interesting restorative time. I do seem to have a bit of a frog in my throat. I think my system's just clearing out some phlegm, and hopefully it does that really fast. I've got dental surgery tomorrow, so I should be in good shape to go by next Wednesday. If for some reason I'm not, I'll let you know. But I don't anticipate needing to cancel next week's session for any reason related to that. All right, y'all. I think we're ready to rock and roll. Looks like everybody's got their audios joined. And I've got a bunch of messages, so I appreciate that. Okay. Now, as we head into today's journey, I've got a playlist, and this playlist is actually designed for nourishment. It's designed for receiving the type of nourishment that you would have wanted to have received, that you didn't necessarily get to receive from mother. So know that it is it's built within the frequencies of the songs in various different ways. They're all themed in their ways around that theme, and there might be one or two songs, but that's obvious. And given the lyrics, especially if you understand other languages besides English. And for today's journey, I'm going to invite you just to take a moment now to connect to your intention, what it is you're calling in. And at any point in time, if the music volume versus my voice volume requires any adjustments, you are welcome to let me know. I am turning up my mic slightly. And the song volume will pick up in tonality and strength as we get into the heart of the playlist today. So as you call to mind your intention for the journey today, I'm going to invite you to really deepen into the feel of that. Like, as if you had that here and now, what would that seem to feel like or be like for you? If that intention was alive and well in your life, how would that feel in your body? And then really amp that up, spark that up even more. and exaggerate it. Exaggerate it beyond what you even think might even be like a possibility. Like, get actually fantastical and exaggerate it beyond even the borders of reality. So make it really imaginative, really playful, in the same way that little kids do. Then I'm going to invite you to connect to your breath and breathe into it. Exaggerating those inhales and exhales ever so slightly, but in a very particular way, through the open mouth. It's like an exaggerated, vibrant inhale. I mean, there's just a little bit of effort, a little bit of work, almost like when you're getting up out of bed in the morning and your whole body is propelling itself upward. Like you're waking up for your day, standing up into it. That's the energy behind that vibrant inhale. And the exhale, the surrendered exhale, is like when you fall back into bed. When you fall back asleep. You know, when you lay down, it's just like a, oh. So vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales through the open mouth. And we're going to take out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. So just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhales. Without pause. And this way, the breath becomes connected. And notice if there's even just a little bit of a micro pause. In a way that your breath cycle might not be 100%, it might be like 90%. Meaning you might not quite finish that inhale just before the exhale begins. And you might not quite finish that exhale right before the inhale picks up and begins. And taking out even those teeny tiny pauses that are just habitual and easy to locate. And as you deepen into your breath, I'm going to offer these words. Creator, Spirit, Universe, whatever we call this, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that gather here with us. Thank you for holding this space safe and sacred, for nourishing us and guiding us, for protecting us as we journey today. And thank you for holding this container for us. We ask that this container be available for our intentions to be expressed in their highest form, to the available good of all, including not just ourselves, but for our families, our ancestors, and our lineage. Thank you to the earth that holds us, grounding us and nourishing us. We give thanks to the sky, reminding us what it is to have air, space, room, vastness to soar within. Thank you to the water that purifies us, connecting us to our emotions and our consciousness. And thank you to the fire, connecting us to the beyond, the ineffable, the intangible, to the ultimate expanse. And thank you to how these all interweave, giving us the bedrock, the structure of our expression to be moved through by spirit itself. And thank you to that mysterious element, that fifth element of spirits animating us. And as we honor life in this way, we also honor all the other life forms, all the animals who walk and crawl and swim and fly in this world, the minerals, the plants, and all other life forms. We ask that this journey be of service to this world, to life, and to all of its forms and its expressions. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. Continuing to allow that breath. Continuing to allow that breath to be like that pulse. Like a pendulum. Pendulum sort of sweeps across all vibrations. Every inhale scanning our higher frequencies, the things that aren't necessarily better, but the things that are not so tangible, not so physically graspable. And every exhale sweeping the things that are material, that are your organs, your bones, that make up the material of your body. Every inhale sweeping through the various patterns of you. And breath by breath, scanning as it links together, moving through and digesting and supporting your system and being held in nourishment.
Ay, 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 madrecita. Ay, 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 madrecita. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 madrecita. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 madrecita. Que me broten alas, que me abran los ojos. Quiero estar despierta cuando llegue Dios. Que me abran los ojos. Que me broten alas, quiero estar despierta cuando llegue Dios. Que me abran el corazón, que me abran el corazón, quiero estar despierta cuando llegue Dios. Cuando llegue Dios. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 madrecita, corazón, madrecita, corazón.
I know you have every right. You have every right to have your needs met here. You have every right to have your needs met here. And if there's any parts of you that were quite young, that didn't necessarily get their needs met, and they may not be tangible by means of like locating them directly, but you may feel their sensation, you may feel their emotions, you may feel their feelings. You may locate them through other ways. in the system through your senses. If there's any parts of you that didn't even get to express their needs, their wants, know that they're really welcome here. And breathing into them through that open mouth, through the inhale and the exhale through the open mouth, and know that along the way there will be a little bit of dry mouth, and that's actually just a part of it, just a part of it. So that dry mouth, if you try to manage it like anything else in life, it'll just persist. If you give it a little bit of space, it will release. Yeah, but through the open mouth, in and out, breathing right into those parts now that are essentially in need. And there may be one particular part that you're working with today. Just taking space to find one in particular, if you had more than one. And however that shows up is welcome. Physical sensation, an emotion, a behavior, a twitch, a feeling that you're just present to. And as you welcome this part of you to be here, noticing how you feel towards it, noticing how you feel towards it, and if that's like a neutral to good feeling that you have about it, I'm going to invite you to extend that feeling towards that part of you and let it really take that in. And if it's sort of like neutral and not so good, then I'm going to invite you to stick with that feeling for you, knowing that that's just the adult self that is still figuring out how to meet this little one's needs. And it just didn't get the memo because it's actually still also stuck in its little self. In essence, you've got another little part here, another young part here. And I'm going to invite you to let me welcome both of those parts. I just want to let them know, like, thank you. And check out how they respond. Thank you for being here exactly as you are. And I don't know your story. I don't know your whole story. And I'm betting that whatever is going on, whatever you've been doing for a really good reason. You've been doing it for a really, really good reason. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been doing it this long, this tirelessly, this relentlessly. I just want to say, like, thank you for being here. And thank you for protecting my friend that you're with in all the ways that you know how. Doing the very best you could have throughout all the years, decades that you have. And thank you for being you here. I see how hard you've tried to do exactly what you thought was right to do in this moment, in all the moments. And you figured that out based on no one else showing you the way. You figured that all out on your own, without anybody else showing you the way. And that is so deeply creative. So deeply creative. like, wow, blows me away. So just thank you. Thank you for your service. And if you're open to taking this in, I want to let you know, like, your needs matter here. And they're really welcome to take up space in ways that they couldn't before. They're really welcome to take up space in all the ways they weren't available to you before. So whatever those needs are, I'm going to invite you as the breather now to breathe right into them and welcome them to be here. And in your imagination as those needs are offered, I invite you to witness them being met. To witness them being met. Imagining them being met. In all the ways that that little one needed them to be. And letting that little one really receive the care that they've been longing for. And as you do so, just noticing the body, where this is happening in the body, noticing where this is happening in the body and what it seems to feel like in that space in the body. Where is this happening? What does it seem to feel like? Where is this happening in the body? What does it seem to feel like as you meet the needs in imagination? And let this one literally be held, wrapped around in your loving care, in your loving presence. Again and again and again. And again and again and again, being relentless with your loving presence. Yeah. And in this way, reminding them they have nothing they need to prove. And there's nothing that they need to earn or do to get their needs met here. Reminding them that they're actually the kid. They're the kid. And they get to have their needs met by you now, as the adults. They get to remember. They get to remember what it's like to be a kid. And then, if you're open to it, checking out how old this little one is. They may have already told you, and if they haven't, feel free to ask. And if it's more like just a felt sense or a physical sensation somewhere in the body, you can just ask it, like, hey, how old do you think I am? And it may give you an answer. And you're welcome to give it an update. You're actually welcome to let it know how old you really are. That may come out as a bit of a surprise at first. May come as a bit of a surprise at first. Just breathe into that. And letting them breathe with you. Letting them breathe with you through this body. Letting them breathe with you through this body to digest your age. And you may even show them around what life looks like at this age. All the wisdom, all the learnings that you have now that you didn't have at that small age. And you might even let them know like the different tools you have that you didn't have when you were small. And all the various resources that you've collected in your life. That you didn't get to have at that age, but you do have now. Showing them your tools, your wisdom, your resources, and what life is like now at this age. You know, where you live, who you live with. And they may want to actually, based on all of that, recognize that they actually might not need to work in the same way that they have been. And if that happens, and it doesn't have to, we're not actually here to make them do anything or fix anything or manage anything. We've been doing that for a long time, and quite frankly, if that would have worked, it would have worked. So as you offer the tools, wisdom, and resources, just check out their reaction. And we invite you to grant them space to share anything that's on their mind, their heart, their plates, their burdens that they've been carrying for the years that they have. Oh, they might have some feelings about that. I invite you to welcome that by means of breathing into them. And letting them know, as we let ourselves know, that your feelings are really welcome to be here in ways that they weren't when you were small. Your feelings are really welcome to be here in ways that they just weren't when you were small. And those emotions, those feelings, they happen through the body. They happen through the body. And that's actually something that you get to be with now. And you get to be with it in a way that you've never been before. You get to feel things here. And you get to be really curious about actually like what's in this body, what's in here. Because it's yours for your whole life. And you get to be curious about this. And you get to be curious about its pains and its aches and its challenges and its hurts. And you get to explore what's there too. And I'm going to be right with you as you do that all. Be right here with you as you navigate through that all. I'm here with you. And it's safe to feel all that's here now. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard. And I'm gonna walk beside you. I'm gonna be by your side. will be right by your side, supporting you as you navigate this. I can't do it for you. I'm here to be with you. Here to be with you as you navigate through this. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's scary. And it's okay to feel scared. It's okay to feel scared. I'm going to be right here with you, holding your hands. Be right here with you, holding your hands. You're welcome to move your body here. You're welcome to kick your legs, flail your arms. You're welcome to make some sounds. I'm going to be right here with you. And I can't do it for you and I can't take it away from you. I'll be right here with you, little one. So feel free. Feel free to move your body, kick your feet, flail your arms. Make that sound. Whatever comes through is really welcome. Whatever comes through is really welcome. Mm-hmm. That's the way, just like that. Just like that, I'm right here. And sometimes it's confusing. Sometimes it's confusing. And I'm here to have your back. Here to have your back as you sort through that. And we give it time and space to be felt. I've got your back. You're welcome to be with this confusion, these emotions that are here, these feelings that are in this body. I'm so proud of you for feeling your way through here. Even if it doesn't feel like you don't know where you're going, even if it feels like you're lost and confused, there's no up or down. Just for now, you don't need to figure it out. Just for now, you don't need to figure anything out. Just here, just feeling. feeling, receiving, drinking it all in, and breathing here, breathing here. I've got your back through this all. If there's any part of you, any other parts of you that really would like to express here, I'm going to hold this space safe and sacred. I'm going to stay right here with you. I'm going to invite you to let any elements of rage, anger, frustration, irritation, pissed off, come through now. I invite you to welcome any body movements. If you would like guidance, you're welcome to try simply just stretching, pushing the arms out in any given direction and making some sound with it. And doing it as slow as you can. And doing it in multiple directions, so bringing the hands back to the shoulders and pressing in a different direction with some sound. Whatever sound comes through is great. Whatever directions the arms go are great. And allowing those movements in the arms, that expression, that sound to be big, to take up even more space now. Your rage is welcome here. And I will be in connection with you through your rage. I will be in connection with you through your rage. I'll be in connection with you through it all. Grief, sadness, terror, confusion, panic, anxiety, all of it. Whatever is here, it's so very welcome. And you don't need to hold back. You do not need to hold back on my account. Thank you for your expression. And thank you for these feelings. I want to let you know this is a point where it feels like it's okay to do so, that it's welcome. It's safe to attach here. It's safe to let yourself be held here. It's safe to let yourself be held here now. And it's safe to attach here. And it's safe to rest. Safe to rest in the Divine Mother's arms. It's safe enough to rest and allow yourself to be. Those parts of you, they may be laying in your arms. They may be held by the Divine. And maybe both held in your arms, held by the Divine. As they rest here, letting them know they no longer have to do the job they've been doing, and if they wish, they can pick something different. They can play a different role, just try it out as an experiment, or they can go on vacation. And they get to pick any of those options, they get to pick any role they wish to play. Taking this time to be curious, to rest, to reflect, and see your wished role or vacation, location they wish to choose. And there's space and time to be with that all. There's space and time to be with that all now. No pressure, no rush. Take your time as you sit with that.
dreams of mothers that live inside my chest. I speak to them in quiet moments, under night skies and in my dreams. We are the keepers of a forest full of hearts, the tenders of its fertile soil, the readers of its leaves, the guardians of its wild territory. Sometimes we dance together, drunk on the perfume of a thousand blossoms of love. Sometimes we rub honey on our ribs, broken from a thousand lifetimes of heartbreak. Sometimes we rest and forget the weight we carry just for a moment. I meet these mothers in secret, but they teach me everything I know.
Dropping the practice of the breath if you haven't already. Coming to rest.
Oh, love, oh, tearing me apart from the inside out so I can see myself from the inside.
You're open to it, rolling to one side or the other, if you're ready, honoring your own timing here.
Again, eastern sun, melt the cold from my bones, curtain rise, take the darkness from my eyes, breathing in, pulling life into my lungs as a child. again, eastern sun, melt the cold from my bones, curtain rise, take the darkness from my eyes, breathing in, pulling life into my lungs as a child, I am born again. Eastern sun, melt the cold from my bones, curtain rise, take the darkness from my eyes, breathing in, pulling life into my lungs as a child, I am born again. Eastern sun, melt the cold from my bones, curtain rise, take the darkness from my eyes, breathing in, pulling life into my lungs as a child, I am born again.
If you're ready for deepening the breath, bring in some small movements into fingers and toes. And in your own timing, coming to seated and offer these words. Creator, Spirit, Universe, thank you for the opportunity to sit with my friends here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that joined us, holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing, guiding, protecting us along the journey. We ask that any learnings, teachings, insights that came through, any awarenesses, that they continue to embed themselves in ways that begin to soften our experiences in meaningful ways, that begin to support our journeys in richer, deeper understandings to come, and in ways that speak to our intentions that we held in our journey today. That may come through the intellect, that may just simply come through the body. However they make themselves known, we welcome them to be here. And we ask they continue to live on in rich ways, for not just ourselves, but for the greater world. Thank you to the earth that held us, the sky above, granting us space. The water, the fire. We give you our thanks for our expressions in various ways. So grateful for this journey in life. Thank you. Om. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. A little time to journal later on may feel like it's medicinal for you, so feel free to spend a bit of time that way, a bit of time in nature, or simply creating, however that wishes to express itself, painting, drawing, dancing, singing, whatever feels right for you. And moving your bodies in some way, shape, or form can really help to get things through. It doesn't even have to be super vigorous, even just like a light walk. Or maybe that's a full-on bike ride or, weightlifting session or whatever it is that you're into. But supporting your movement in some way that feels right for your system, that doesn't overtax it. And I think I should also mention just nourishment. So any food, water, listening to what your body needs versus being on autopilot and just grabbing whatever's there, whatever you're used to doing. You might use this time to interrupt any patterns and just be mindful around what your body's actually asking for versus what you're telling it should want or have. Yeah. And on that note, I am going to bring the session today to a close on the recording. You're welcome to stick around and share anything that you think would be helpful in your integration. I'm going to invite you to do that if you're open to it and to express whatever is here for those of you that are live. For those of you listening to the recording, you're welcome to get in touch with me and let me know what rolls through for you. And happy to bear witness to that. Okay. Thank you all. Wishing you a beautiful week. And we'll see you soon.